Let's go to Virginia now, where control over the state House of Delegates in Richmond could rest on a few dozen voters and the actions of a county clerk who's not even alive anymore to tell her story. There was a very close delegate race earlier this month in Virginia's 28th district, but when it was all over, officials discovered that hundreds of voters cast ballots in the wrong precinct. It seems those voters were misassigned by a clerk named Juanita Pitchford, who has since passed away. There's going to be a recount, but with a one-seat majority for the GOP in the assembly in Richmond, control of the entire state assembly could be at stake. Michael Pope is a reporter at Virginia Public Radio. Michael, who was Juanita Pitchford, and what does it look like she did to cause all this confusion?
So she was the registrar for Fredericksburg, the person in charge of voting in Fredericksburg, and she apparently made some errors when she was recasting the voting precincts. So apparently what was going on is the city council for Fredericksburg was changing the shape of its districts. If you represent North Fredericksburg or South Fredericksburg, the district has a shape. So the Fredericksburg City Council was changing that, and in doing so, the registrar moved some voting locations and apparently made an error in misidentifying some of these voters to be from one House of Delegates district into a different House of Delegates district. Meanwhile, she passed away earlier this year, and so now there's all this confusion about voters who were essentially handed the wrong ballot on election day this year. So what ended up happening is about 150 voters were handed the wrong ballot, which has created lots of confusion in Virginia, especially because the House of Delegates is so tightly matched. And just this one seat actually has a huge significance in how the overall House of Delegates works.
Now, on Monday, the State Board of Elections certified those results in District 28 and 88, the very districts that were the subject of this misassignment of voters. So what's going to happen next?
It's really tight. So there are 86 voters in House District 28 that received the wrong ballot. Now, the margin of victory in that race is 82 votes. So the number of voters who received the wrong ballots are essentially just over the margin of victory. So you ask what's going to happen. Well, there is going to be a recount in this race and two other House races. And it's possible, it's very possible, that the Democrats might actually pick up votes in a recount. Now, that's actually not going to address these 86 voters who were handed the wrong ballot. And it's also not going to address another controversial issue, what the Democrats challenged in court, which was 55 absentee ballots that arrived on election day but weren't picked up by the registrar. So the recount is actually not going to address the dozens of absentee ballot voters who did nothing wrong, but their votes weren't counted. And the recount is not going to address the dozens of voters who were handed the wrong ballot and therefore disenfranchised. But it will recount these paper ballots. So that's actually significant, because what you find when you start looking at paper ballots is voters might circle a name or underline a name and put a star by a name, essentially do something where the intent of the voter is pretty clear, even though the machine didn't register it because you didn't bubble in the little circle.
Michael, remind us before you go just how tight things are in Richmond, why District 28 matters so very much.
Well, the Democrats picked up 15 seats in this election. It was a wave election by everybody's standards. And so that puts the voting totals here at 51-49, 51 Republicans to 49 Democrats. So just picking up one seat would be really significant, because then it would be tied 50-50, and the Republicans and Democrats would need to figure out some sort of power sharing agreement just to elect a speaker, because you need a majority vote to elect a speaker. And so all of this sort of trench warfare is not just about winning one House seat. It's actually about taking control of the House of Delegates.
Michael Pope with Virginia Public Radio, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.